Time now for your letters, and we received a number last week about Daniel Schorr's commentary on truthfulness in government. The response was evenly divided. Many echoed the opinion of Paul Friend from Mullen, Idaho, who wrote, "I am getting a little tired of the continuing rant that the administration lied to us about Iraqi WMD. It seems that liberal commentators are insistent upon making the American public the victim of George W. Bush with concern to WMD. Is no one going to admit that Saddam was playing a game of bluff-em poker and playing it with a Texan? Not a really intelligent thing to do. The fault, Mr. Schorr, lies with Saddam and with your analysis." But Deanne Dowling of Park City, Utah, also spoke for many of you when she wrote, "I would like to hear more editorials as raw and bold as the editorial by Dan Schorr on Weekend Edition Sunday. I don't know why, but I think it is difficult for Americans to synthesize information these days. It is telling of the times when the truth begins to feel bold." As Daniel Schorr concluded, "How did we get to this point?" Much of the mail, however, was devoted to memories evoked by Bonnie Wolfe's essay about the death of the inventor of the Bundt cake pan. Jan Frank of Bloomfield, Michigan wrote, "Bonnie's recipe is exactly the same as the pistachio Bundt cake recipe of my youth, which appeared in the 1975 Lanhart Elementary School's PTA cookbook. It remains the most worn, most ingredient-soaked page of that cookbook. That cake never failed to satisfy. Sunday afternoon, my 12-year-old son and I dragged out the cookbook and the Bundt pan and started a new generation of pistachio cake lovers. Thank you, Bonnie." And Bongo Barry Bernstein of Overland Park, Kansas, found a different use for the Bundt pan. "I remember going to many bar mitzvahs and enjoying those wonderful cakes with the hole in the middle," he writes. "Years later, I pulled my mom's down off the shelf, held it by the center hole, and hit it with a wooden spoon. It rang out like a church bell. It's even better if you wave your arm around your head after hitting the pan. I became a music therapist and have shared this instrument as well as other kitchen sounds with my students around the world. So take those dusty old Bundt pans down and let your cake pan ring." Write to us. Our email address is wesun@npr.org. And please tell us where you live and how to pronounce your name.